Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so we got Fromber on the IL, man.
We do.
As feared, he's on the IL. Now, could be short term. That's the pitch right now.
Mm-hmm.
Could be back sooner rather than later.
I see what you did right there.
But, yeah, Fromber on the IL. Mm-hmm. As suspected. And then the Astros yesterday just absolutely wet the bed. And it was a missed opportunity early on. You get three straight singles to start off a game, and then you come away with one run. Mm-hmm. You deserve what you get. And what they got was another L yesterday to the Royals. But the big news, of course, Fromber Valdez. He gone for now.
Yeah, Fromber gone. Verlander there. I saw Sean tweeting about all the guys that were on the IL.
He's talking about relatives getting killed and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the line of thinking is, boy, they got all these great pitchers on the IL. And I saw the tweet and I thought, well, yes and no.
I don't know that this is a good rotation, fully healthy.
Yeah, exactly. I think what's going on here is, they are a lot of things are catching up to him. Age and Verlander, the inevitable with McCullers. Fromber, you know, who knows with his elbow and who knows how it's going to be. And by the way, what do you believe? You know, I don't believe what they say. It's impossible.
What is Verlander at 41?
Yeah.
What is Lance McCullers after two surgeries? That's really what I don't. What is
like I said,
Luis
Verlander
Garcia?
With age, McCullers with the inevitable, I think.
Yeah.
They're just kind of keeping him around. Who knows with Luis Garcia? I'm actually more confident on Luis Garcia than a lot of those guys.
Really? Why?
I just feel like he's done all the rehab. He's sat out long enough. I don't think he's necessarily a super power pitcher. I think he's a little younger. Of all those guys on that list that we're talking about, I actually feel better about Luis Garcia than just about any of them. Maybe even Fromber this year.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. I just don't know what to think about this squad. They're going to be scratching and clawing to get into the postseason at this point, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fromber thing, like, let's just make no mistake about it. This isn't going to be the only time that he misses.
Right.
Let's just make that very clear. Like, the IL, this is not, it's not just going to be this, and then he comes back and everything is cool and everything's fine. So,
that's
just kind of where they sit right now, and it's not the... Not the greatest thing, man. Not the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to take a step back. Other thing, I don't want to jump to any conclusions. But this Espada guy bores the hell out of me.
Okay, glad you brought him up.
I get that. You know, he was a bench coach and he sat there and did whatever the hell bench coach does. But this guy, he was hired to right the ship. I don't know that they needed a guy that needed to right a ship. I think they needed a guy that was gonna be motivational. Be able to win you some games within the structure of it. I think as the aging goes on, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just don't know how this Espada guy motivates you to go out there during the dark days of August and all that. He bores the hell out of me.
I don't know if he bores me or not. We'll see on that.
He excites you?
I'm just saying we'll see on that. I think your point is good, but that's not the point I want to make on Espada. It's early, isn't it?
It's early.
Is it early, Figgy?
It was early yesterday when we talked about how huge that win was, too, though.
It's only April, guys.
Is it only April? But.
A lot of baseball left.
Does Dusty need a little, does Joe Espada need a little Dusty in
he
him?
He can't get it.
Does he need a little Dusty in
he
him?
He would look weird.
Pause, as they say. Because I think he's missing an ingredient Like, it's fine. Like, they wanted the continuity. They wanted the guy that's been there. They wanted to reward their own. They wanted, you know, all the things, the familiarity, all those things on the reason that they hired him. But something happened yesterday that maybe I'm making a little bit too much of this. I will say that up front.
Okay.
I don't think it would have happened with Dusty, though. Okay. I really don't. So before the
Where's this going?
Before the game, they were asking Joe Espada about today's starter. He said, Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown's going to be the starter. After the game,
we got the debut of one of Adam Spillane's favorite.
Spencer Arrighetti.
Spencer Arrighetti. Who the hell is this? We'll ask Adam Spillane at 10:40. I'm sure he'll have a full scouting report.
Would that have happened with Dusty as the manager?
Perhaps, perhaps not.
Because I think Dusty, I think Joe, I'm starting to get a bead on things. And again, it's early. I think Joe Espada is...
Uh-oh. You're going to use the P word, just use the P word.
Not a P word.
If you're going to use the P word, use the P word.
The Y word. Yes, man.
So puppet.
A yes, man.
Puppet.
You can call it what you want. I think he's a yes, man. And here's this. I'm feeling a vibe here. By the way, it's early. Yeah, it's definitely early, but I'm feeling a vibe here based not just on that. That this is a Dana Brown joint, man.
Well, for sure it's a Dana Brown joint. We know this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, to maybe to an extreme, and Dusty would have fought that. Say what you will about Dusty.
And I don't know if that's good or not. But I do think that if I'm a ball player and I walk into a clubhouse and I see Dusty Baker sitting there.
Respect.
And he's talking to me.
You don't have to agree.
Yeah.
But respect.
Yeah. It's, you know, when we're kind of struggling and stuff, I feel like that would light a fire underneath me. Pause. And I feel that would be something that I would. This is Spotted Guy. He's boring. He's boring. I'm trying to think of examples where. You know, you have a really nice thing going. Naturally, I think even the right manager would be fighting an uphill battle here because of the obvious. But I think they kind of took the easy way out with this hire. I think they took the easy way out, and I think it kind of connects to what you're saying. I think Dana Brown might have wanted to take the easy way out after getting pushback from baseball royalty, and maybe not even the best pushback. Like, the Maldonado thing was a joke, so I think there is some sort of balance. But
no, for sure.
I don't think that Joe Espada made this hire thinking
Dana Brown.
Yeah. I don't think he made this Espada hire thinking, okay, well, we really got to get some juice here, and we really got to crank it up a notch. I think it was, we're going to write the ship, and you know what? What I say goes.
Something else happened that kind of galvanized this this thought of me that I'm having yesterday. So say what you will about Dusty Baker, but he had a strong will. I mean, he commanded respect, as I just mentioned. And here's the other thing that's very, very key. He was undeniably old school, right? Undeniably old school.
I think he was a little bit more open-minded than he got credit for.
He was.
He wasn't Tom La Russa.
He was, but he was undeniably old school.
No doubt. OG.
At the same time. So Joe Espada pulled Josh Hader in the ninth inning yesterday. All right? Let me lay this out for you.
Yeah.
And tell me if Dusty would have done this. After the game, of course, they got beat. You know, poor guy got called up too. Another guy got called up and got the L right out of the chute, you know. After the game, Joe Espada said, quote, "We have to make sure that we're smart about the length of our season. We have to be smart here and be careful how much we ask of those guys." Landry. Hader threw 11 pitches.
I have no problem with that.
Just saying, would Dusty have done that?
Probably. Probably.
11 pitches?
I think so. Text line 713.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were going here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I just saw it.
He's David Culley all over again.
If we got to go three and out and punt it, we're good.
Joe Espada.
When Lopez called him a yes, man, I almost played the David Culley drop, but I didn't want to go there, man.
It's well, there. We're
get
there.
This. The OG is saying that Espada is in over his head.
All about being a Texan.
I just don't, you know, and I hear, well, the funniest thing for me with this whole thing, and I think this is absolutely hilarious. This was the most ass backwards thing that I heard, and it was weirdly presented, where I heard Spillane say it. I've heard other people who cover the Astros say it. Mm-hmm. Well, Espada, he interviewed for other managerial jobs, and you know, so obviously he was wanted. Mm-hmm. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
If you interview and don't get the job,
is that what that means? No.
That's what I'm confused about. Okay, so he interviewed and they didn't hire him. So that means that he's in demand? Or does that mean they interviewed him and said, okay, this guy might just be a walking yes man?
Yeah, yeah. Well, give him credit, though, on this. If it was his decision, it might have been another Dana Brown decision for all we know.
John, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear this guy talk,
yeah,
like after the Altuve base running blunder,
mm-hmm.
he goes up there and he's like, well, you know, I'm going to have to look at what happened there. Looks like he might have gotten frozen up on the base paths. And then the Jake Myers thing. Well, you know, he had the green light there and, you know, he was aggressive and we ended up getting the out. Like, Dusty would have at least said that was a knucklehead, yes. boneheaded play.
Yes.
We can't have that.
He needs a little Dusty in him.
But you can't get that.
Yeah, he needs a little
You
bit.
Can't try to have Dusty in you.
You can maybe be a little more assertive. That's the word I was looking for with Dusty. He was assertive. He commanded respect. But let's give Joe Espada credit for this.
For what?
For this. If it is his decision, was his decision. Yordan in the two-hole? Whew. That's a pretty good call.
Yeah, I don't understand the case against it.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying they changed it. They moved
no,
it.
No, I know. There was a case against it, though, at the start. Mm-hmm. I mean, Aaron Judge bats too.
Yeah.
Two is the new three. Growing up in my day, it was your best hitter hits three. Now it seems like...
Some people put him at one.
Throw him up at two.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing. So, yeah, the Yordan thing is a thing of beauty.
Yeah. It's just like all these little hints, these little signs, you know, being kind of undercut, or maybe he did it strategically to not give the Royals a big tip on the next guy coming up, you know, Spencer Arrighetti or whatever. But, yeah, Hunter Brown's going to start Wednesday. Well, no, Spencer Arrighetti's going to start Wednesday. We have to make sure that we don't extend our pitchers. Dude threw 11 pitches. I think Dusty would have maybe at least brought him out there to try to get the last inning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone says the most important thing about baseball is the baseball.
I agree.
It's Joe Espada quote.
I agree.
The most important thing about football is the football.
281, Espada too soft and too close to the players to get on their asses' paws when it's needed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know about this guy.
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league.
I am putting a lot in the press conference. So I admittedly, but just the way that he's out, he doesn't do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is Spotify fella, doesn't do it for me.
I get it. And like I said, the signs are there.
And meanwhile, you have, because I think if you want some juice, like The Angels are off to a better start than I think we anticipated. Ron Washington's got juice.
Yes.
That's juice.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, are the Angels going to end up being better than the Astros? I would bet no.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit of juice.
Yes,
right there.
That is a little bit of juice.
So there we go. We'll see how this goes. I'm just saying right now, I'm not, this Espada guy, he bores the living hell out of me.
Yeah. I do want to bring up something else, too, that is hugely important.
Okay.
Enormously important.
Okay.
I feel like Figgy and I are just getting bleeped on by you.
How is that?
Just completely bleeped on.
How is that?
We do our prep. We get ready every day. Sometimes we do, this is true.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do the old
Now I do all the time. Oh, sometimes,
yeah, of course you do. We're the ones that are slacking. See what I mean, Figgy?
Yeah.
Yeah. See what I mean, Figgy?
Nah, not Figgy.
No, not Figgy. That kind of narrows it down now, doesn't it? that kind of narrows it down a little bit. The people, you got to give the people what they want.
Which is?
You have to give the people what they want.
Which is? What do you mean?
Every year, every single year, I make the loopholes money.
I would argue with that.
You can argue all you want, but I do.
I would argue with that strongly.
You can argue with that all you want, but loopholes, no, I've made them money. So we do all our prep. I do my little whatever. Landry does his lab, whatever. Figgy does his
whatever.
Stuff. Yeah. And I put on there, I teased it yesterday, the old horizontal tease. That's a radio expression, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe 11 o'clock, we're going to have the annual... Millions of people watch this. Thousands upon thousands of our listeners are into the
Masters. Big golf following.
There
here.
Is a huge golf following here. More than 100,000 people showed up at the Texas Children's Houston Open.
Yes, they did.
So I put all my stuff on.
How many were watching it?
I don't know. Millions, probably, to be honest. So Figgy, every day I do my little deal, whatever. Put some topics on there, and we use them occasionally. But the moment that loopholes have been waiting for all year, the OG's Masters picks. I put it on the dock. We get our rundown. It's not on the rundown.
Oh, I mean, I just thought it would come up anytime. I thought the
oh, is that what
the
you master, thought?
Yeah, I thought the Masters thing would come up anytime.
I said
sure.
yesterday. Sure. I said about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd say probably like 11:35.
All right, 11:35. Yeah,
I think 11:35.
You believe him?
Yeah, 11:35. I mean, when it comes up, it comes up. I'm not going to tease Lopez's Masters picks.
But people want to know. It's Jody Mack show? It's making money.
I don't know that you've ever made anyone money in the
I've
Masters.
Made money a lot. I can show you my receipts.
Know about that.
I can show you my receipts.
We'll do 11:35. Lopez Masters picks.
Do you believe
picks.
In him?
I think, honestly,
I just think it comes up when it comes up.
Yeah, I felt like he don't think it's as important. Yes. I feel like he's waiting on you to bring it up during the show.
Yeah, bring it up.
Not putting it on the rundown.
Bring it up.
I don't think it was good enough to type on the rundown.
You didn't think it was good enough?
No, he didn't.
No, I said you feel like it's not good enough to write.
You said I didn't think it was. Yeah. You were talking for you.
I was talking for you.
Oh, okay, okay. Nah, it's coming up. We know that.
I got them all right here, man.
Why you ain't put it on the rundown?
Clear as day on the dock.
Well, I thought it would, confessions or, internet going nuts, Masters. That's an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Figure something out there. I mean, I thought maybe the internet goes nuts during Masters. John Lopez starts off his internet going nuts with the Masters. Me teasing Masters. No one wants to. No one.
713-572-4610. It's the greatest week in golf every year. It's the Super Bowl. It's one of the most watched events in sports. It's one of the greatest weeks ever in sports. Landry doesn't like golf. 713-572-4610. Do you want to make money or not? Do you want my Masters picks or not? And by the way, these aren't like all chalk. That's what makes it beautiful. I pick long shots and long shots that pay.
I can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes. Yes or no, do you want them? 713-572-4610.
The money, man. Someone said you made a Monopoly money.
Hey,
281.
Whatever you're betting, I'm making you money.
Lopez made me Monopoly
money. Yeah, if you bet Monopoly money, I made you Monopoly money.
620, thanks for the warning. Switching to music at 11. Yes, that's why you don't tease this stuff.
That's
it just kind of comes up. But
that's
thank
a,
you very much.
Joke.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding 620.
832, Landry is a hater, John. Yes, we want the picks.
Nice flip phone there, buddy. I think that's the guy that was 68 yesterday. Shout out to you, sir. Make sure to...
I'm filling out a poll today. I would love to hear John's pick.
Hey, 832, make sure. You're 17 minutes late. Hopefully you got that vitamin in in you by 10.
I need Lopez's picks. Dude, you're getting embarrassed here, man.
I'm not embarrassed
can't
at
wait,
all.
Can't wait till 1135.
The old folks right there.
Yeah, sure. I won it, John. Well, that's not the first time I've heard that. But anyway, like it's, you read them. They're coming in like a ticker, man.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, yes, there is. There's some.
Just because you hate the Masters and golf doesn't mean it's that the masses
it's
don't.
Whack. Here's my picks. Yeah. John Lopez picks.
But it's not just like, well, I'd go with blah, blah, blah. It's like, this is why you should put this guy in the top 10.
Now, the one thing. Wait, you go deep into it? I thought you just listed names. That's where have I been?
No, I said this guy in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might have a new element this year.
No, it's the same thing I do every year.
Coming up next, now this I am looking forward to, the game show sweeping the nation, John Lopez presents One Has to Go next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.